Track 5, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
A snowdrop fundraising record. This year, Walsingham Abbey has celebrated the most successful charity Snowdrop Day in its history, welcoming a record-breaking 1,400 visitors and raising more than £12,000 in support of hospice charity Tapping House. Held at the peak of the Abbey's much-anticipated snowdrop season, the special charity day saw the historic estate transformed into a breathtaking carpet of white. The milestone reflects the huge popularity of the family-friendly event. Bathed in February sunshine, guests wandered through the picturesque grounds and along the banks of the River Stookey, soaking in one of Norfolk's most stunning seasonal displays. All admission fees were donated to Tapping House, and the charity's dedicated volunteers provided refreshments and hosted a fundraising tombola in the parish hall, helping to boost the day's total. Elizabeth Meath Baker from Walsingham Abbey said, "We're delighted with the incredible turnout for this year's Snowdrop Charity Day. It was wonderful for so many people to be enjoying the grounds while supporting such an important local charity. Tapping House provides vital care to families across our community, and we are proud to be able to help them continue their remarkable work."
Top of the bookshops. Huge congratulations to the Book Hive in Norwich, which has been named the East of England Independent Bookshop of the Year in the British Book Awards 2026. Situated in the heart of the city in the Lanes area, the Book Hive celebrates the beauty of printed material as well as the pleasures of alternative curation. Run by Henry Late, the shop is well known for foregoing traditional sections, instead favouring mixes of the bookseller's picks, which allows for a unique browsing experience and the kind of serendipitous discovering that more traditional layouts or algorithms can't replicate.
Get set for a summer of butterfly spotting. Alongside its hugely popular big butterfly count, leading wildlife charity Butterfly Conservation is launching a vote to discover Britain's favourite butterfly. The call to action follows scientific evidence that proves that counting butterflies boosts how connected people feel to nature and how motivated they are to protect it. Now the charity is encouraging people to vote for their favourite species and then head outside during Big Butterfly Count and see what they can spot this summer. The vote will take place from May the 15th to June the 7th. So will the colourful peacock take the crown, or how about the understated small white? Maybe it will be annual visitor, the painted lady, or hedgerow fan, the gatekeeper. Or could it be Norfolk's own swallowtail? From July the 17th until August the 9th, the Big Butterfly Count returns. Count butterflies for 15 minutes during bright, preferably sunny weather, and you can record them anywhere from your garden to parks, fields and forests. Check out butterfly-conservation.org.